This is Louis Navalier. It is Monday, February 6th. Well, we have Treasury yields rising, and pretty significantly, just since Thursday. The 10-year Treasury bond yield's up over 20 basis points. The 2 years up over 30 basis points. The yield curve's inverted. And there's a lot of uncertainty in the wake of very strong economic news. Of course, we had the stunning payroll report on Friday, but we also had a very strong ISM service report. And now only 10 of the 18 industries surveyed report growth in the service sector, according to ISM, but it did reverse a negative trend that had developed earlier. So it's perceived that the service side of our economy is growing. So that makes it very, very interesting out there. And it makes the Fed policy more uncertain. Now, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell will be interviewed before the Economic Club of Washington, D.C. on Tuesday. I suspect he'll stick to the script, but maybe we'll get some more insight. Then, of course, we have the State of the Union speech on Tuesday night, and because of all the international developments with the U.S. shooting down the Chinese surveillance balloon, all that stuff, those comments are going to be very interesting. In the meantime, the Treasury Department's taking extraordinary measures to make sure the government doesn't default, because we haven't raised the deficit ceiling. I expect that ceiling to be raised, but, you know, a certain minority in Congress likes to basically try to curtail spending if at all possible. Of course, spending is robust because there's a proxy war between us, NATO, and Russia, and it's getting to be very interesting. There's obviously going to be a spring offensive in Ukraine, and we'll see if the Ukrainians have enough to fight back. The other thing that's interesting is Russia has lost over 1 million barrels a day of energy production. They're very dependent upon their pipelines, both in natural gas and crude oil. And as the sanctions tighten and the it becomes more difficult for them to export, more and more of their facilities are going to have to be shut down. And that means Russia will not be coming back online anytime soon, okay? So whether Russia shuts down, 3-4 million barrels a day, we'll find out. But they've already shut down a million, and we've just pulled the Strategic Petroleum Reserve release. So we've pulled a million barrels a day off the market, and now we'll see what happens as the demand rises in the spring. In the meantime, we've had a couple Arctic blasts. Those of you in the Northeast know that very well from last weekend. Europe now has a new Arctic blast. We'll see if the if natural gas prices firm up. Probably the most important thing for natural gas prices is Freeport-McMoRan. That's a private company. They have this huge LNG terminal in Texas down near Corpus Christi. And they had a fire last June, and that terminal's been closed ever since. And that started to cause a decline in natural gas prices because natural gas got backed up in the pipelines and they had to send it somewhere. So that facility is starting to reopen this week, and that's a big deal, okay? So if we can resume Freeport-McMoRan's LNG exports, that will be very, very good. And there has been some delays in environmental permits and all that stuff, but hopefully that's all behind us now, and that'll firm up natural gas prices. The one thing I want to say about crude oil prices, in America we do refine a lot of that West Texas Intermediate crude, but the rest of the world likes the Brent light sweet crude. The crack spreads are very wide right now, so Brent it's a little bit higher this morning. So I do expect the refiners to continue to make lots of money because of the wide crack spread. I also do expect crude oil will be perform exceptionally well. Now, obviously last week, some of our energy stocks weren't that spectacular, but they will be because the market's getting all insecure now. You know, if you look at the FANG stocks, only Netflix was the one that basically had a positive response to its earnings. I do know Apple was up, of course, despite their disappointing sales. But, you know, it's now, you know, Apple and China are kind of synonymous with each other. So now that China's in the news because of the balloon and all this good stuff, it's doesn't seem to help Apple too much. So fascinating times we're in, folks, but it's all about earnings. We're about halfway through the earnings announcement season. The big stocks have largely announced. Now it'll be more of our stocks announced here for a couple of weeks. And I do want you to know it's going to be bumpy today and tomorrow because, you know, we have the Fed Chairman Powell speaking on Tuesday at the, well, he's being interviewed at the Economic Club of Washington, D.C. And then, of course, we have Joe Biden's State of the Union speech on Tuesday night. So provided there's no surprises, the market will probably regroup and can be much more positive moving forward on Wednesday. The other comment I'd have is we do have a trade deficit report this week on Tuesday. That will be significant because, you know, the trade numbers have been dramatically different. As the deficit continues to shrink, it really does help GDP grow. So we might have an upward revision in the fourth quarter GDP if we get a good trade number. And speaking of GDP estimates, the Atlanta Fed will update its first quarter GDP estimate on Tuesday. You know, right now, they're estimating we're growing, but I think they'll have an upward revision in the wake of the payroll report and ISM service report. So we are in choppy waters. It's every stock for itself right now. We are in a 15% market. With the top 15% of stocks with the best earnings should be leading the way. So that's our silver lining, the oasis that we have to lock in on. And I'm confident we've handpicked them. We are having a good earnings season. We're only halfway through. So hang on, folks. We've got two more weeks of earnings, drop kicking, driving our stocks higher. And then we might have to consolidate just a bit. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. I'll definitely be doing one on Wednesday. Because we'll have a lot of news after Tuesday. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navalier.